Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Today is Monday, August 3rd, 2015, and gladly happy to be back into your midst today. Glad that God is providing the platform to where you are able to listen and to hear what thus saith the Lord. I pray that your weekend was blessed. I pray that your weekend was all that God had for you. And I pray that you did not miss an assignment or miss the word of God. I miss his instructions and guidance. Today is August 3rd, Monday, and the kingdom assignment for today is God provides. God is wanting us to know some simple things, and today God is wanting us to know that he provides. The base scripture is Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory for Christ Jesus. That's the New King James Version. And, you know, it's so awesome that God would visit us on today. And he would let us know that he is still providing for us. He protects. He knows what we need. So your assignment today is just to know that he provides. And just like you know, reach out to your sisters and your brothers and let them know that God is still providing. He's still in the providing business. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth and he created the Garden of Eden, he created everything that we would need. He was very strategic, and he put into thought all the details concerning us. And he is yet in the providing business. He is yet making provisions for us. You should see them each and every day. When we wake up each day, God has already provided for us. He provides while we are asleep, and we should be mindful that God is in the providing business. You know, it's awesome to know that someone, our Father, the Creator, is looking after us, and he knows what we have need of, and he knows everything about us. And not that he knows, but he's concerned about those details. And you know, it is just awesome that God would visit us this morning before getting up and preparing for our day, to let us know, my daughters and my sons, that I provide for you. There are things that we're going to need throughout the day. There are, and they're not all material. They're spiritual needs. And so we've got to understand that no matter what the need is, that God provides. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God shall supply all." Not some, all, not a few, all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You know, part of God supplying our needs is that he gets the glory. So we've got to understand that, you know, we lean and depend on man for things, you know, because man has been available and able to come to our rescue, we will call up man, we'll call up our family members. We'll call up everybody but God. But God is saying, I am your source. I will provide for you. I am your provision. I make provisions for you, even while man sleeps in slumber. And so we've got to understand that God is our source. You know, we're in the last days, and we need to make sure that we're depending on God. completely, totally, and that we are submitting to him completely and totally. Just like God is giving us his all and he's providing for us all things, he wants us to submit all things. And so we've got to begin to seek God, understand God's plan for our life, understand his instructions, understand what he is asking from us in this very hour. That requires us having a sensitive ear to hear what thus saith the Lord, a sensitive mind and heart to move when the commandments are given by God, and the want to move forward in the will of the Father. You know, God is so awesome that he would give us this word on this morning. You know, if you see someone that is in need, God may be using you as the vessel to supply or provide for that need. Do understand that it is ministry and that God is using you to minister to that person. So we've got to be careful first to hear the assignment, and then we've got to be careful that we are carrying out the assignment in the manner that God would have us carry it out. It's not for man to see us doing, but it is for all for the glory of God. And the only one that you should be concerned with on giving approval or getting approval is God. And so we've got to move into the realm to where we can hear God, we can hear him clearly, we can understand what God wants for our lives, we can understand that God is it's still in the provision business. It is God that provides for you so that you're able to bless your sisters and your brothers to carry out your assignment. And so we've got to make sure that we're giving all acknowledgement to the source. You know, this thing was always meant for acknowledgement. Ministry is meant to put focus back on God. You know, and so we fail. We fail miserably because we want the credit. That's why the enemy, that's why Satan is not in heaven anymore, because Satan wanted to be acknowledged. He wanted some credit. He wanted to take, in fact, all the credit from God, and he wanted to be glorified. For you cannot be glorified. If God is glorified, man cannot be glorified. If man is glorified, then God cannot be glorified. You know, you see how that works? And God is just so awesome that he would remind us. He reminds us consistently about what it is that we ought to be doing in this very hour, what it is that we should know in this very hour. You know, in the Bible, you've seen the stories, read the stories about God providing. And he provided his promises. He provided material things like food and drink. He provided. And he provided by different methods. You know, there was the raven that God provided the food for the prophet on a daily basis. There was the children of Israel. They were out in the wilderness. And even though they were in the wilderness, you know, the wilderness is synonymous for us just being lost in this world. Man is lost. We don't know where to go. Our focus is not on God. It's on something else. So we're participating in idolatry, you know, because we put something before God. But even in our state, in the fallen state of man, God still provided. You know, at the very beginning, before he created man and before he created woman, he created everything that we would need, that man and woman would need. And when he created man, he saw a need for woman, so he created woman. As a helpmeet, as, you know, a partner. You know, he first wants relationship with us, and then we have relationship with our sisters and our brothers. And that's how that works. You know, God is so awesome that he would just, you know, just visit us today. Everybody doesn't, you know, doesn't get a personal visitation or the word, you know. And so there's people out there, not just in the United States, but in other countries, that have a hunger and a thirst for the word and cannot get the word. They are searching high and low. They are searching far and wide for the word. Some are risking their lives for the word. And we don't know how fortunate we are to have the word given to us and to have such freedom to be able to walk and to dwell and to even pray and to acknowledge God. You know, it's not until that freedom is taken from you that you realize or you appreciate that freedom. You know, and so we've got to open our eyes and see the state that the world is in and understand that we are headed for some hard times and that some things are going to be allowed upon this earth. You know, it's in the Bible. Read your Bible, pray, and consult God, and seek God in all things. You know, God is just so awesome that he would forewarn us of some things to come, and he would tell his prophets to prophesy among the land, to just notify us, ringing the alarms, that things are going to get harder. You just trust in me, and you just lean not to your own understanding. But in all your ways acknowledge me, then I will direct your path. I can lead you away from those places that are destroyed. I can lead you from destruction. I can lead you into a safe land, a land that is plenteous with my provisions. But you've got to open your ears and your heart and your mind, and you've got to listen. You've got to pray more. You've got to read more. You've got to strengthen your relationship with God. You've got to do those things. These are the necessities to even survive in this land, in a barren land. And God will move you from that barren land, move you into plenteous, a land of promise, a land of provision. So God is just awesome because he's supplying even now all of our needs, all of our needs. You know, sometimes we have wants and desires, and we feel like those are needs, but those are not needs. Needs are the things that you need to survive. You know, I had my sermon on yesterday. God had me speaking on living in the present moment. We do so little of that. We do more of living in the past and then planning for the future or worrying about the things in the future. God never intended for us to worry, because if we're worrying, that means that we give more attention to that situation or that person than we do to God. And we're acknowledging it, and we're making that thing bigger than God. And so we're not acknowledging God for our source. We're not acknowledging God in the things that he has done and is doing. And we've got to get back to, you know, that mindset. We've got to, if you got to read your Bible and you just got to constantly remind yourself of the miracles, you got to constantly remind yourself of what God has done for you in the past. You know, the past is meant to learn. You know, it reminds us of where God brought us from, but there's nothing more than that. You know, we should not be living on woulda, coulda, shoulda. We should not be looking at the things and decisions that we made in the past and hoping, you know, are wanting to be back in the past. We should be living and enjoying the present moment. You know, I take time, and sometimes I just turn around, I look around at nature, and I enjoy what is there before me at hand. Sometimes we can plan ahead and we can miss it. You know, we start out, you know, I was talking about how you start the work day out and you don't want to be there to begin with. So when you step foot on the premises, you're already wishing that it was Friday. So you didn't take time to relish Monday morning and every minute and every hour of Monday. Then you didn't take time to relish on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. But yet you are planning for Friday from the very beginning, and you didn't take time out to just acknowledge God for who he is and to give God the thanks and the praise that he deserves. And just to move forward, you know, God visits us this morning so that he could give us a word, guidance, and instruction. If you see your sister and your brother and they are in need, seek God first and see what it is that you ought to be doing. Seek God just for your assignment. Seek God for instructions. We should never move before God tells us to move. We should never step, you know, put our feet forward, and we should never, you know, move into the realm without God's protection and provision. You know, God provides for us even as we're moving on assignment. Sometimes you may be in need, and God is wanting you to reach out and help your sister and brother. You should reach out and help, you know, your thought process, because the enemy will come in and say, well, you're in need. Why are you giving out of your need? You know, God blesses us when we're working in the vineyard, when we're carrying out the assignments that God has given us. And so we have to find ourselves working and moving in the realm of God and following the instructions that God has given us. You know, I thank God for this awesome message today. I thank God for what he's doing in our lives. And I thank God for just the assignment that he has given. You know, it's just awesome that he would come and visit us on this morning and let us know that he yet is in control. He is sovereign. He is our Father. He is our Creator. You know, day when I'm, you know, when I'm here and I talk to God and I say, hey, God, I need such and such for tomorrow, or this needs to be done, God comes and he asks me, are you good today? And then I consider today, and I consider the provision, and my answer to God is yes. So God is helping us live day by day. We got to be able to live day by day. The people in the Bible, the characters, the people, they live day by day. You know, and we've got to learn how to live minute by minute, second by second, hour by hour. Because if you're looking for, you know, Friday, then you miss something in Monday, you miss something in Tuesday, you miss something in Wednesday even, and Thursday. And there was an assignment, there was someone that you were supposed to reach out to, but because you were in your own little funk, because you were in your own little way, that you decided to just move forward without any acknowledgement from God, and you decided to move forward without any instructions from God, and you're moving at a fast pace, and you're letting these years get past you, and no assignments have been carried out. No, God has not been acknowledged in it, and he's not happy. So we've got to move forward in the will of the Father. We've got to consult God like never before. We're not prepared for the things that are going to happen upon this earth. And God is trying to equip us to give us the understanding of what's to come, but also to equip us with what we need to survive. And so the daily kingdom assignment for today is know that God provides. You know, I have a kingdom-minded series that I do, and it's kingdom living is where we are. We're talking about how to live in the kingdom. And this is certainly one of those principles. Living in the kingdom requires that you know that God provides. And I don't know about you, but it's a very valuable lesson to understand, or principle to understand, that God provides. Because if I know that God provides, then when I'm in need, then I go to the source, which is God. I have no business talking to man, because man is limited. Man is just like you. And so you've got to be able to get it from your, there's no limits. There's no boundaries with God. And so, you know, man can only provide to a certain extent, but God can provide limitless. And so we've got to tap into a source that doesn't have any ends, doesn't have any walls, and that is limitless. Wouldn't you rather do that? Wouldn't you rather tap into a source that is able to provide for you all time? I would. And God is just so awesome that he would just remind us. You know, sometimes we already know, and it's in the back of our minds, but sometimes we don't exercise things that God has given us, the knowledge and the understanding that God has given us. So it's time for us to just think back on God's promises. And this is one of those promises that he provides. And so this is a promise. So that means that God cannot lie. He does not lie. So he promised us that he would provide. And praying to God, and sometimes bringing to his remembrance the word. Then if you're in need, then you pray. Philippians 4:19, God, you said that you would provide all of my needs according to your riches and glory. I need for you to provide. Now I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that wasn't promised to us, O God. We thank you for allowing us to see another day, O God. We thank you, God, because you are consistent. We thank you because you're faithful. We thank you, God, for just providing for us, God, even when we didn't know that we had a need. But you knew, God, and providing for us, God, even when we don't deserve it, O God, even when we turn our backs on you, O God, you are yet consistent and faithful. And we thank you, God, even when we're not faithful, O God, you still remain the same, O God. And God, we thank you and we honor you for that. God, I ask that you just provide for your audience, O God. Provide the things that they need, God, naturally and spiritually, O God. Touch them in their lives, O God. Visit them where they are, O God. Give them the strength to move forward, O God. Strengthen their bodies, O God. God, I thank you. Make the crooked path straight, O God. God, make the things that are not of you, O God. Turn them, God, so that they are of you, God. God, help us to just acknowledge and worship you even the more. Help us to, God, look to you for all things, O God. God, bless this audience, God, to just carry out the assignment, God, that you've given for today, O God. God, I pray that not one person misses the assignment, O God, whether it be to understand that you provide or to reach out to someone else to let them know that you provide, so that all focus is on you, God, and all glory goes to you, O God. We worship you and we honor you, O God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, O God, starting us on our way, O God. Thank you for the provision that you've already made, God. Thank you, God, for everything, God. We do acknowledge that you're our source, and so we look to you for all things. We thank you and we honor you. We love you, God. We acknowledge you as our Father and our Creator. God, protect us now, O God. God, protect us like never before, O God. God, provide an escape where an escape is needed, O God. You know and you see all things, O God. So I'm asking you to meet your people at their needs, O God. We understand and recognize that you are our source. So we're tapping into our source, O God, because Philippians 4:19 says that you will provide all of our needs. You will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And we thank you, God, for the word. We thank you for the visitation this morning. We thank you for the understanding, knowledge, and wisdom. God, give us good discernment, O God, on what you would be having us to do today, the instructions that you've given us, and the guidance. God, bless each listener. Bless them like never before. Let this message just travel throughout the earth, O God, to strengthen some, to acknowledge some, God, to just give others the wisdom and the understanding, O God. God, to encourage and motivate your people, O God. And we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And so, you know, it's just so awesome that God would just allow us to move, you know, on this earth and, you know, function in his power, by his will, and by his might. And so just continue to just know that God is in the providing business. He's provided for us, you know, from the very beginning. He's still providing for us because he knows that we're in need of some things. I thank God for this podcast. I pray that your day is a blessing. If you'd like to contact me, you can reach out to me for prayer at ptwithsbutler@gmail.com. You can also reach out to me on my Facebook page, Provoking Thoughts with Prophetess Sonya Butler. I do also have a Twitter at @PTWithSButler. Feel free to just reach out and to, you know, give a word of encouragement, to give a testimony, to request prayer. And we'll put it before God and we'll see what God says about it. And we'll stand in agreement according to God's will for your life. I pray that this is a blessing. And as always, be blessed.